then all the congregation of the sons of Israel journeyed by stages from the wilderness of Sin, according to the command of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. So the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water so that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses and said, "Why is it that you have brought us up from Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What am I to do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pass before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile. Go, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may." As Moses told him, fought against Amalek. Until the sun set, and Joshua defeated Amalek and his people at the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly wipe out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." And he said, "Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation."